me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. Mrs. Katz lives in Edison, New Jersey. She's 92 years old, and now that she's retired from being a librarian, enjoys spending extra time with her family, with her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. Her great-grandchildren love to call her Gigi for great-grandma. Even though Mrs. Katz doesn't go to work every day, she keeps herself quite busy with lots of fun and meaningful activities. She does tire easily, though, and plans her week carefully to make sure that she can get done what she wants done and not push too hard at the same time. So she sets her alarm for 8 a.m. every morning, showers, davens, and eats breakfast, and then begins her day. Each day has a different focus for its main activity. Monday's main activity is banking. Tuesday's main activity is laundry. Wednesday's main activity is grocery shopping with her granddaughter, Miri. And Thursday's main activity is doing some cooking for Shabbat with two of her great-grandchildren, Tzvi and Leah. Friday's main activity is getting ready for Shabbat, setting the table, speaking with her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren on the phone, setting up the flowers on the table that her daughter Debbie buys for her every Erev Shabbat. She always buys pink roses for her. They're her favorite and have such a nice scent. One week, Mrs. Katz's schedule seemed to be a little out of whack. It was Ta'anit Esther, the 13th of Adar, which fell on a Wednesday that year, the day before Purim, a day where all of us are busy preparing our Mishloach Manot, putting the finishing touches on them, getting ready for the holiday. And on that Wednesday morning, Mrs. Katz showed up at the bank. Mr. Leon, the teller that always took care of Mrs. Katz, was a little confused. Mrs. Katz, am I getting my days mixed up? Could it be? Could it possibly be that today is Wednesday and you're at the bank? You're usually at the bank on Monday. What's going on? Mrs. Katz smiled and answered, "Tomorrow we celebrate a holiday called Purim. And one of the mitzvot, one of the special things that we do on Purim, is we give out tzedakah. It has a special name on Purim. It's called matanot le'evyonim, distributing tzedakah to the poor. And tomorrow, Mr. Leon, many people are going to come to my door, knock on my door, ring my bell, collecting tzedakah. And I was thinking about how I could beautify that mitzvah. And I thought that one way would be to give out fresh, crisp dollars instead of the crumpled up, creased bills that I saw in my pocketbook." The teller at the bank was a bit surprised. "Why all the fuss, Mrs. Katz? You know that a wrinkled dollar works just as well as a crisp one." Mrs. Katz explained, "I hear you, Leon, but one thing you must understand. When you do a mitzvah, it It should be done with grace and class. And the way one gives tzedakah is almost as important as the tzedakah itself. I prefer not to hand out a rumpled, crumpled bill to somebody in need. Mr. Leon smiled. Wow, did he learn a lesson that day from Mrs. Katz? He marveled at the beautiful consideration and sensitivity that Mrs. Katz was showing to the mitzvah of matanot le'evyonim and for the poor people who would hopefully feel just a little bit better receiving a crisp and beautiful dollar bill. Mrs. Katz reminds me of another woman who did something similar to that. Her name was Grandma Harris. And when Grandma Harris would take the clothing that her children were done wearing and pass them along to people who were less fortunate and not able to buy clothes easily, she made sure to fold the clothing perfectly and to wrap them up in a box to make them look like they were fresh and brand new. In this week's parasha, Parashat Bo, after we learn about the last three of the Makot, the last three plagues that Hashem brings on Mitzrayim, we learn about many of the mitzvot that we do to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim. Fun fact, Yitziat Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, is mentioned 160 times in the Torah. And there are a whopping 67 mitzvot to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The Sefer HaChinuch asks, why do we need 67 different mitzvot that are all connected to Yitziat Mitzrayim? Wouldn't one be enough? Let me share with you some examples of mitzvot that we do to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. There's the Karban Pesach, there's matzah, there's tefillin, there's the Kedusha of the firstborn animals. Wow, why do we do so many mitzvot? And one of those mitzvot, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, needs to be done in a very special way. We are told when the Jewish people ate the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, and when there was a Beit HaMikdash and people ate the Karban Pesach, they had to eat it in a certain way. They weren't allowed to break any bones while they were eating the Karban Pesach. The Sefer HaChinuch teaches us that a person is influenced by the way he acts. Our hearts and our thoughts are drawn after the actions that we do. So if we do lots of good actions, that draws us to be in a very good place and to act kindly. And if we do bad actions, then that would be the opposite. So we want to really involve ourselves in lots of good actions. And not only do we want to surround ourselves with good actions, which is why we have so many mitzvot in the Torah and 67 of them about Yitziat Mitzrayim, we also want to do the mitzvot in a way that influence who we become. So not only do we have lots of mitzvot around Yitziat Mitzrayim, but when we eat that Korban Pesach, Hashem is saying, do that mitzvah with class. Do that mitzvah in the best possible way that you can. Eat it like a king or a queen without breaking a bone. Just like Mrs. Katz learned that lesson and wanted to hand out beautiful, crisp dollars on Purim. And just like Grandma Harris, who folded those clothing so that the children who would receive them would feel like they were opening up a brand new package of clothing that was just delivered from Amazon. We want to surround ourselves with lots of mitzvot, and we want to do the mitzvot in the best possible way to help us become the best that we can be. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and bring into our lives. And may our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!